Now it's time for 300 Villages. This week, we're headed to the community of Butte, located at the foot of Vodenberg Butte in the Matanuska-Susitna Valley. It's home to about 3,000 residents.
My name is Britt Lively, and I have lived in Butte for quite some time. We have raised our children here, and the beauty of the area is just unsurpassed. Butte is in the Kinnick River Valley, and the Kinnick River flows from the Kinnick Glacier and the surrounding glaciers and the mountains. In the 1930s, Butte was part of the Colony Project, and quite a few, the best farming areas were farmed, and there are still farms out there from those days. One of them is the Reindeer Farm. Besides the farm in the actual vegetable industries, there's also one of the largest commercial farms here that grows potatoes mainly for both the Alaska and also for the Chinese market. They've developed Chinese seed potatoes that are highly priced, and they export them to China. And we also have quite a large horse industry. Many people have horses, and of course they all spend money to go to the hay farmers. And the recreation, at our back door extends from Mud Lake and all the way up to the glacier. It's a very heavily used area since the Kinnick River public use area was created. And at this point, people are trying to find balance in recreation so that both motorized and non-motorized people will be able to enjoy everything. Way back when, a very young family, we were looking for a house in Anchorage and couldn't get financing for it. So we saw this ad. There's 10 acres on a creek with a log house on it for $15,000. The realtor even at the time advised us not to get it.
Britt Lively is a longtime resident of Butte. She lives there with her domestic partner, 5 horses, and a mule. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Dave Benninger, Annie Feit, and Dave Waldron. Tune in next week when we head to the depths of the permafrost tunnel near Fairbanks. I'm Ann Hillman.